On Classical Minnesota Public Radio, we play music from the medieval to the modern. Our Learning to Listen series aims to help you understand what you're hearing and when it might have been written. I'm Emily Rees. In our previous episode, we talked about the Allemande and the Gigue, two very, very popular Baroque dances. And in this episode, we were going to talk about Courance and Sarabande, which are two other very popular Baroque dances. Those will have to wait until our next episode. Today, what we're going to cover is a minuet. The minuet was a popular form for composers to use in the classical era especially. Frequently shows up in symphonies and string quartets of Mozart and Haydn, and just about any other composer you could name in the classical era, even Beethoven, used minuets, and we'll use him as our example today. So if you were in your kitchen and you had some fruit and you wanted to make a representation with fruit of a minuet, basically you would have an apple, a banana, and an apple. And that's extremely oversimplified, but that's the way it goes. If we wanted to be a little more complicated, you could say you'd have a green apple, maybe a red apple, then the banana, and then maybe a golden apple or something like that. So the apples are the minuet. They bookend the banana, which is the trio. But it's all fruit, so it all belongs together. So we're going to hear the very first apple of a minuet written by Beethoven. Here it is. Now Beethoven is going to repeat this idea almost verbatim. So, since Beethoven took that first idea and repeated it again, we could either represent that with two of the same apples, or you could just think of one apple twice. That's the first part of the minuet. It always repeats, so it's not too complicated beyond that. Then we move on to our different colored apple, okay? So we had a green apple in the beginning that gets repeated. Now we move on to our red apple. This is what that sounds like. Okay, here's another thing about the minuet. I'm into food analogies today for some reason. If someone says, make me a sandwich, one of the first things you're going to do is grab some bread. They don't have to say to you, can I have a sandwich with bread, right? It's just a given that it's going to be on bread. So with a minuet, it's a given that it has a trio. So every once in a while, you'll hear someone say, here's a minuet and trio by such and such. But really, all they'd need to say was, here's a minuet, unless the composer specifically named it minuet and trio, which, of course, does happen. But just know that a minuet always will have a trio. Here's the trio, also known as your banana. Thank you. the banana, that was the trio. Now we're back to the minuet to end the song. So the reason that we have a different colored apple for the end of the minuet is because Beethoven combines the first two different colored apples together to get our golden apple at the end. He takes the green apple and the red apple, ideas from both, and puts them together. So technically, it would probably look more like a half of a green apple and a half of a red apple put together. So here's the end of the minuet. Copyright laws prevent me from being able to play the entire minuet for you without me talking over it, but I can occasionally pop in over the 2 minutes and 30 seconds so that we're still legal and you can hopefully hear the whole piece put together with minimal interruption from me. So here we go, starting at the beginning with our green apple. Green apple again. Here's our red apple. Red apple again. Now the banana, or the trio. The trio, or the banana, keeps going. As the trio wraps up, we get ready to go back to the minuet, and what we're going to hear first is part of the green apple. Now he takes a slice of the red apple to finish. Thanks for tuning in for Learning to Listen all about minuets today. I'm Emily Rees, and next time on Learning to Listen, we'll get back to Baroque dance suites and cover Sarabande and Courant. Learning to Listen receives funding from the Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.